Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Paige, if we have to interrupt this news because the drive-thru worker from the Hardee's yesterday that saw Fat Boy cry calls, we will continue news shortly thereafter.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
No fat boy, no cry.
That's right.
You better not call up telling lies on me.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to eat this banana and listen to some damn Marcus King.
Well, meanwhile, we can talk about Jelly Roll. How's he doing? Are you worried about him after he filed for a divorce?
No.
No, not at all?
He's probably killing it. Actually, she said he was dating.
Oh, really?
Bunny Roll.
Really? So that means... See, there was a bunch of, like... if I ever get, like, really, really, super, like, famous, like, if I travel with a posse or whatever, I keep their cell phones all times. Because somebody filmed him backstage talking crap about some other musician. I don't know who it was. And it was somebody in his posse.
That's not nice.
And then I put it on YouTube or whatever.
And oh, I know. A female comedian. And I forgot her name.
I was like, boy, I tell you what. If you're sitting there talking crap about somebody, you see somebody eye level texting somebody, they ain't texting. They're filming. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So there's been a back and forth. But he's down 300 pounds.
Yeah.
He's getting the skin surgery. Like,
he
for
should.
Sure. That's going to be painful. That's messed up.
Listen to that.
He's Paige, you bastard.
Why?
You talk about the role that way.
I just think if he wants to take it to the next level and look good, he needs to get it fixed.
I'm
not being mean.
No, I didn't think it was mean at all. I just think that I would never.
I'm not saying he's a Sharpay, but, you know.
Well, I mean.
All right, so Jelly Roll, according to this, he likes to keep it real. And when he talks about his health journey, especially his relationship with food, he's pretty consistent. Consistent.
Yeah.
He says, I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of a cheat meal. But then he adds, when you take a break from your diet and eat whatever you want, he says that could be a problem.
Especially if you do the cheat meal like on a Friday, you will talk yourself into doing a cheat weekend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And it's not good.
And you can't have one of those. He says the moment he lets himself have a treat, it can turn into a 5-day food bender, and that recently happened to him.
Dang it. If this were a Law and Order episode, this is where Lenny Briscoe would say, I guess eating is cheating.
Ha ha ha.
Roll the music.
Dun dun.
Dong dong.
You ever try to drink a drink you ain't opened yet? I just about chip the tooth just then.
I know what he's saying, though. Like, it's one cheat meal becomes two, but the size of the cheat meal gets bigger, too.
Yeah.
Like, so, Gmail becomes Golden Crown, you it's know, like, after 4 o'clock.
Have you ever went and done one shot?
Yeah.
Okay, well, of that course one
night
you
that,
have.
That night that I didn't buy them right because I didn't split them. So I bought 6 shots, like, regular.
Oh, that was so bad. Wait, what was it?
Nobody
was
wanted.
Was that Perfect Blankies or was that purple?
It was either that
motorcycle?
Or yeah, one of those.
Let me do this for the working man.
Hell yeah, I'm going to see there at 5 o'clock.
But, yeah, we were ordering, you know, like 6, 12 ways or whatever, you know, splitting them. And then Fat Boy's like, yeah, I'll get around. Dude, and he ordered, like.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, it was.
I didn't do it right.
It was a large amount of money.
I was an alcoholic but didn't know how to order. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Bartender wasn't going to help you.
Oddly enough.
You know, handlebar bartender, you weren't going to help me. I could have used it. You're like, hey, buddy, let me save you $50. Order it this way.
Well, they don't want to save you money.
I know.
Fat Boy.
We need help. I don't know how to order the drinks. We love it.
That's so crazy.
Dang it.
That's so crazy.
I like to have, well,
wasp,
I mean, I'm not wasp. Exactly on my diet. You know, I eat whenever I can. I wasn't, because I need to eat more.
Yeah.
I'll make a call if you don't straighten up.
Well, thank you.
So when you go back in the gym, it's going to be, oh, you're going to lift extra hard today.
Oh, yeah. He's going to kill me when I go back.
I'm going to throw you against the wall.
Actually, I had a really good workout with him this last week, and I can feel it in my arms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Well, you're going to feel it in your ass and your legs if you miss
no,
up again.
Squats.
Uh-oh. You're going to be a mule, it seems.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right. Oh, you're going to mule, all right.
So Mick Jagger has some regrets, and he regrets...
What does he regret?
He regrets taking John Lennon's advice to never meet Elvis.
Oh, you never met Elvis?
No. And this is really kind of sad.
Come on, Mick. I thought we was going to meet.
Come here. Do your tongue and the big lips.
He was on a show.
I'll do the rooster strut with you, baby.
A little pod. Conan O'Brien needs a friend. And Mick said, quote, I remember John telling me you should never meet your heroes. I would never meet Elvis. And that's why he didn't.
I just rewatched Free Jack not too long ago. And, you know, man. Mick was decent.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
Emilio carries it, but Mick was, he wasn't bad.
Fatboy, have you met your heroes? You don't seem like a very heroic person to me.
Turkey with cheese, ham and Swiss.
No, come on. Heroes.
Don't Burger say King. Like Burger King or
you know what this reminds
Tom
me of?
Hardy's.
I just saw.
Don't make him cry.
Come
Stop
on.
It.
Give it up for Tom Hardy's, everybody. His brother, Carl Jr.
I just saw a video.
Wendy, his girlfriend.
Of a kid whose mom says, you know, I told you don't meet your heroes, and he's crying because they found out they were staying at the same hotel as Phil Brooks.
Oh, God.
They see him walk in, and of course, you know. You know how Phil does sometimes.
I'm telling you, man.
If they're rude to you.
He's not always the friendliest.
What a troubled soul. Like, for real. Still, yeah. Like, there's still stuff about him.
Then the Marks are like, well, he doesn't owe you anything just because you're staying there. Like, I mean, come on. Just, like, stop, maybe.
You got to realize that when people, like, somebody said something to me. Well, it was an email. And they said, you probably get tired of hearing it. It's like, no. I'm not saying it from my ego. They say, listen to you every morning. Like, you probably get tired of hearing it. Hell no. Like, you know, if I'm out somewhere, y'all know the same thing. If you're out somewhere, rise, guys, or whatever. Like, the day you go out and people don't do that anymore is when you're screwed, tattooed.
Forgotten about.
Screwed and tattooed.
Like, you're...
If you want to throw in on lunch while you see me out, like, come on, bro.
So when you're in the ring, chick magnet... And you see all the people out there cheering for you, realize that when you have an interaction with them, you can make or break that. And the same thing's going to happen. If you were super nice to somebody, people go, dude, CM Punk, you got the wrong thing here.
Yeah.
But if you say, dude, CM Punk, what a prick. I know, I've heard that. Like, why not take the time to just
be nice?
I've seen the autograph. It looks like crap. It looks like Joni, the girl without arms that drew back in the 80s. It looked like she put it in her mouth and just drew it around. It looked like crap. So just take out the scribble a little bit. Smile in the picture. Don't smile. Just be in the picture.
Be kind to people. That's all it is.
Be thankful you're not wrestling in bingo
halls. You're no better
than
any other man walking the streets. Just because you're famous doesn't mean you're a better person than anybody.
People just have that disposition, though.
I hate that.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh my God. What a piece of.
You judge him by his movie? Well, I bet he'd be fun to hang out with. No, like a prick.
And some of the most, quote, famous people that I've met happen to be the most down to earth and coolest people to me, you know?
I imagine B.B. King there.
No, he was awesome.
I'm trying to take you to bed, Pete.
No. Let me see them hoots. No.
I did get the chance to meet one of the greatest people that I ever thought in the whole world.
Who was it? Mary Magdalene.
Dalai Lama.
Well, that would be awesome. But I got to meet Baryshnikov.
Suntan the pantyhose. Very nice.
More bars.
It went, and Talon, he was very kind to everybody in the room. He wasn't like some of the people that we have, and they're just signing stuff and walking out. But
Is it true you're not supposed to get the Kremlin wet after dark?
That's right.
It gets bigger.
But I can see why.
You think about it, the castles over in Russia are very gay looking.
They really
like,
are.
It looks like something that would be in like where the people of Whoville lived. You know, the like that, that kind of like much. It looked like something in like Mario World. Like it's kind of that was the chair.
Dude, I was looking up Russia earlier.
That was your butt.
I want to see if Putin said anything about Lindsey Graham, but no statements as of yet.
Nothing from any other countries either. Mm-mm. I looked to see if any other countries might have said something
about Lindsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you to dance for me, Paige, but you have two big boobies. Too big.
Like you think, I mean, he belly. Literally had just left Ukraine. You would think they would say, like,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we got Ukraine on, like, an auto draft at this point, right? As far as, like, what we're, or they got us on one.
We got it on the drip. Like, anything we get in from taxpayers.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It just goes right over there.
Yeah.
It does. That and the damn Somalians.
And it's not like I fangirled or anything. I was just like, what a pleasure. You are the greatest thing I've ever seen.
You know, we get them back. We take the Pittsburgh Pirates logo and we make Somali Pirates memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Would you wear a Somali Pirates baseball jersey?
Mm-hmm. If this is a cool looking flag, I might.
Okay.
Stop farting.
Listen.
Don't even try to make it. Set aside.
He's ripping
that
them now.
Fake.
God. If you have a fart fetish. You're loving today.
I just slid forward so much. My balls are on my back right now.
Diarrhea.
Ow, chihuahua. Close it down, Paige. I got to go readjust my britches.
Those guys, guys, and mine.
Thank you so much. All right.
Balls are on his back. You got room for any more back there?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This is like some, what they have sex to a Running Man. Or Burning Man, I mean.
It's sexy creepy. Sounds like robot sex. That's like the maid from the Jetsons is in there. They've all went to bed. She's in there rolling around on one wheel.
What was her name again? I forgot her name. Did I have a name for the maid?
I don't remember. It's weird that like they came such a long way. They made their robot wear a skirt.
Yeah, they're gone.
Like they genderized the robot. Like, no, you're a woman. I wasn't born that way. So?
Way to objectify technology. What do you think she's going to make us now? Old Paige over here.
I don't know.
Paige Roxy.
Paige gets her phone out and she puts it up in the air like an old person texting. She's not, but that's the way it looks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that lady stole it now.
When older people text, they lift the phone like they're like the Statue of Liberty, and they start tapping in the air, like
especially if they want to take a
pull
selfie.
Put it down closer if you blind or lose the eyesight's crappy like mine. Put it closer. Why are you putting it further away? I don't get that. You ever seen anybody they look at it like this?
Oh yeah, because they got 20 friends and they're trying to fit them all in the picture.
I mean, what do I look like? I look retarded right now, sitting here going, turret.
Get
like,
in this picture,
look,
bitch.
I'm saying that about me. I look that way. That's what it looks like.
Wait a minute. Is that the rule? Can you call yourself anything? Because that could get interesting.
Shot caller.
20 is big.
Okay, so here's one of the things that earlier I was kind of joking around when a real called.
Hey, that was for you, April. Some Metallica.
Yes.
That's what you wanted. You got some Inner Sandman.
Oh, yes. That's one of the ones that she said she wanted to hear, right?
I wanted to play something off of Load, but we played Inner Sandman.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she wanted to hear the Flip It by Levity. That was a song.
That was her backup. She said, if you can't do Metallica, right, whatever the laugh was.
What are you doing? I need to know.
She's long form filming
long
in here.
Long form, like that wasn't even a reel or a short. Like you were just like panning the room, videoing, and I'm like,
wasn't
do I need
getting
to...
you. I was getting the room.
Well, if you were though, I wanted to like look at you and not look away. I wanted to, you know,
freaking Robert Altman,
play
over here.
It up a little bit.
Can I make you a donkey again?
I do that myself every morning.
She's gonna make you a donkey. What's his name?
Donkey.
Shane.
Yeah.
Donkey Shane, if there's another donkey added to the farm, his name will be Shane, And
yeah, there's got to be a donkey.
No,
added to the mix.
Eventually, they'll have to start living in the house. We'll run out of land.
You need something else to start licking your car when you pull up.
Oh God.
We're gonna go lick Matt Man's car.
What was on the car that was so yummy?
Salt.
Brian. Whatever Brian is.
Hey Brian, come here. My goats wanna lick you.
Probably a little bit of pee. There's some pee in the car. We love pee. We love peeing on cars.
You know what Mrs. Zach said? She said, you should get a vehicle that's just for the farm.
Oh, you like an old S10 or whatever?
Yeah, but like...
And park it there?
I mean, that's
not a bad idea.
Well, is it not? I don't know. It seems like...
How do you haul around your feed and seed and all that stuff? You just carry it?
When the small amounts of like seed or what, like if my daughter says, hey, will you run by as the people call it tracks up, when we go by tracks up,
I don't
it's what the farmers call Tractor Supply. It's Tracks Up.
Oh, okay.
And
I literally just
made that up. So yeah, just slang it in there. It's like eight, ten bags in there. I mean, it's a little bit of workout. I don't gym that day. And hay and stuff is delivered. It's fun. The farming world is interesting because like we get hay from people. Why am I screaming? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything
but like,
with you.
I'm
distracted.
Well, very. But I can't tell if...
She really did film the wall, but I got a little distracted.
She literally was just filming the wall.
Hey, I like that. It's my favorite movie.
And not saying, I was like, oh, girl's stroking out here for a minute. I didn't think you were doing anything mean of me. I was just like...
Oh, that's not even you.
My favorite NBC show is The Wall. I love The Wall.
He was my favorite WCW wrestler.
Sometimes the balls are red and people lose money. I love it.
So you got this guy up here who literally essentially cuts his grass and then sells it to us to then feed the cows. And
so somebody's selling you grass is what you're telling me.
Well, hay. I mean.
Yeah.
You know what Fonzie called it, don't you?
What? Hey. What do gay horses eat? That's the guy who won the joke off. I mean, look on.
Yeah, you know, you hear that one every weekend with your group, Paige.
Yeah,
girl, like everybody tracks up today.
On Dutton Ranch, they at least got side by sides. You know, you got to have something to cruise the land with.
No, it'd be better yet. Probably better to just get a golf cart at that point.
Rip rides his horse around, but you don't have a horse. So
them damn things are not when horses are expensive, but like side by sides, like them things are.
I think you need to take them on the road.
Expensive. Like, I know, I know, I don't know the guy. I'm friends with someone who is a mutual friend, I guess. So I only saw this because it showed up in my feed because my friend liked it, if that makes any sense. The guy went out and bought a site, and I don't know the brand. It was Polaris or Polaris or whatever brand.
Peterbilt.
It's the kind that had like a big spoiler on the back, like real, like a top on it, real thing. $26,000.
What?
Just to go fiddle fart around then.
But I think you can.
I mean, he's got like 5-6 acres, but crap. What are you going to do? Drive real fast to one end and drive?
I guess. Drive him around the neighborhood, right?
Going to take him to the gulches?
Oh, my God, the gulches. Yeah. I think you can take those on the road. That's why they get you with the price. Why so much? I saw a girl on the news riding one around the road.
Well, it's essentially a dune buggy.
Good looking,
and you've always, ever since I was a kid, I would always see dune buggies.
Oh, we never said it right, though. It's dune, but we said doom.
Up north, we called them dune shopping carts. Thank you very much.
So what do you guys?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's call them in the South, doom buggies.
Doom buggies. Just like it's like a grocery store buggy, except it's only for dunes.
Just like you call the weapon two sticks with a chain, nunchucks.
But meanwhile, the wild dunes was like, ooh. You know, the wild dunes.
That's where everybody went and got their picture taken.
It's like the beaches, you know, like you know, around here, if you say...
Is that Big Brown?
No. It's...
Throw up your ex!
Nice. Not Ann, her.
There could be a picture in there you're not looking at.
Oh, my God. You're so creepy.
Does this person, whoever texted you,
do they? No, it was not an insult toward you, honey. I do admit it. I said that. It was not. Absolutely.
Do you do the glitter graphic trick back and forth?
No.
What is that trick? Look, I want to know.
I could have some, leave some mystery in the relationship,
the
thing
we
too.
We talked about yesterday where Fat Boy sent the glitter. Whatever it's called, the disappearing ink on a picture. So when you hold it down, it revealed a man's goober.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
But Jug responded before I could, so I didn't have to look at it. But I still did out of curiosity. You know,
you, it's you like, got to.
What's Jug saying? Hey, that's gross.
Look, if Mark Hendricks has taught us anything, it's trust, but verify. Flush. And flush. And that was another one, too.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's somewhere that I'd like to raft down. Maybe gamble on a casino. Maybe take a bath.
I don't know if you want to in that one.
What, Saluda River?
Trinity River.
Such a dirty little river.
That don't bother me. That dirty little river finna get me clean.
You know, his great-great-grandpa was Davy. Trinity River.
He was. God, he might have been. Because he's, now look, this is just me saying this.
His dad was on Miami Vice. Charlie Crockett and Tubbs.
God, Tubbs legit has 10 kids.
You told me that Philip Michael Thomas?
Yeah.
PMT? That's if he were an NBA player.
The coolest TV cop ever.
You know, if you're one of those people that always, your parents made you go by both first and middle name.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's one I went to Wade Hampton where I won't say it because I know people get... But he went by first and middle name. But if you
did
that...
Did he have all his balls?
Yes.
I got to make sure I'm not, you know...
I verified it.
I got to make sure I'm not talking
about... I know,
of
all the stories I've told about high school, you know, growing up in this town and various people by name, the one story that was just kind of a real glance kind of little thing turned in such an uproar.
I don't think the guy liked his nickname.
But if you are one of those, you know, with girls, it's fine. Like, if you're Mary Lou or Carrie Ann, that went to the lot, Carrie Ann. But if you're a guy, you know, it came off kind of weird. But then if you are an athlete, though, it gives you that thing like, you know, Carl Anthony Towns, freaking Cat.
Yeah.
You got...
So many hyphenated names.
Freaking...
JGA.
SGA. You got freaking RVS.
Whoa.
Willie Cauley-Stein. You got freaking Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
RVD. JFK.
There's RGD, too.
And I don't like LeBron trying to steal LBJ. Okay? And I'm not talking about something you get south of the border.
What do you feel about King James? You took that one.
Well, you know what?
There weren't nobody, you know, 6'7".
There's a lot of rumors about him being into the occult. Like, for real. Like, for real. He's, like, answered those questions before. Like,
He might be knocking on the door of the Illuminati.
See, he says he has rituals that he does. But so a lot of people have rituals. You know, they got to get their coffee before work. Or
got to wipe.
You know, I have to fall asleep watching Three's Company every night.
You do?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Come on, knock on our
door. You know, if we were at my gym... You would be shown the door right now because Judgment was just shown.
It was.
Okay.
I mean, just every night the same show.
Well, it's...
It relaxes you.
Do you not ever think life is Groundhog Day? Like, if there wasn't such thing as the weekend, would you ever, you know, generally speaking?
There are times I don't even turn on the TV.
Well, same here. I don't live my life by TV anymore. Matter of fact, the other day, I was like... Imagine all the AI that is being able to be created right now because I don't have my television on. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, data centers. We don't use water.
I know. I was about to say, like,
but it's
they figured it out. Just radiator fluid.
What a dumb... To be a genius, what a dumb ass H that guy is. I'm not even going to say who he is. One of them. It's like, we don't use water to cool them down. Oh, really? What do you use? Diesel fuel.
God, it's worse.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to appease either side of the aisle with that. But yet, everybody...
But nobody answers the question, what is the purpose of ruining industry in the United States? What is the purpose?
Well...
Because nobody will get... Few people will get rich.
So...
But you'll have no industry here in the United States.
Well, that... I mean...
Hey, there's the iHeart model.
We've seen
there's
that
your
twice.
Economy.
We
zero.
Saw that twice. We saw that in the 80s.
Yeah.
With textiles and then later the car manufacturing. But we also, as a country, you know, I'm fully aware of this, and I admit it myself. Like, I'm wearing Nikes right now. That I don't know that the person who made them was even paid.
I would like to thank the kid who made my shoes.
Right? Like, it's one of those things where
we did a good job.
Or Paige, yes, you know, sir. That diamond there.
Yeah. Oh, is that a blood diamond?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, so, I like how she said it, though.
Right?
I don't care.
So
I didn't say I didn't care. I said, I don't know.
Just the look.
Everybody's kind of, so if we all said, you know what? Only diamonds from America. Or only tennis shoes made in America. First off, tennis shoes made in America. It just seems weird, doesn't it?
It really does. Plus, how much would they cost?
Oh, well, that's the thing. They would be... astronomical, because the people making them would want. So when it fits into our
what is our economic? Okay, our economic model used to be Silicon Valley was big, right? So it's not anymore. We used to have
what? No. Silicon Valley? Oh God! Like the top 10 of the 50 biggest growing companies in the world. Are,
yeah, but look at the
look
way
at Anthropic.
The way it used to be 10 years ago is not the same as it was.
Dude, what it was people 10 months ago.
People are losing their jobs in Silicon Valley is what I'm saying. And look at what, we'll go back to 20 years where we had steel industry, we had textiles,
right.
we had other manufacturing companies here.
I agree.
We don't have anything.
But what we created was the middle class, whereas before you just had upper class, poor. That's all you had. But to kind of satisfy the majority of the people, which are the middle class, they give everybody a little bit more money, like the credit system caused that to happen. So the people that were more apt to revolt against the people up in the big castles were suddenly getting a little extra, and they're like, well, you know what? It's something to hope for. I'd like to live in a castle one day, but for now I'll live in this little cottage. And meanwhile, those people will be homeless. So it kind of, it's the same thing with the model about Nike shoes or any international good. Temu, Shimu, Shein, whatever.
Temu.
Like, but
using all that plastic.
That Shein. Stuff that you, that dress that you bought for $8 with free shipping that cost them 80 cents to make.
Well, those whore pants you got to have.
That the people, if that was made in America, you wouldn't get it for $8. You would get it for $80. Thus, that extra $72 would come out of your grocery fund, your gas fund, whatever. And then everything starts to get thinner. And then what happens is that middle class starts to shrink down, and you've got what is now becoming more poor, more. Dude, and during COVID, the 10 richest men in the world almost doubled their portfolios.
Right.
During COVID. The 10 richest men in the world. So, yeah, they absolutely want to crush the middle class. Because what's the middle class? We sit there and bitch every day about people being on food stamps and EBT and all this. Meanwhile, we don't ever look up and say, but you bastards made all this possible.
Well, here's common
we
sense.
We want to look down on them.
The middle class are paying their salaries up in Washington because that's who's paying the taxes.
Right. Sound like a socialist
so you
now.
Me?
You get rid of the middle class and you get rid of industry and you get rid of everything that's in this country. What do you have? And nobody can answer that question. What do you have left? Because people aren't going to be buying service goods because they can't afford it. They'll have no income.
What you need, what I think the answer to that, and this is like a really like, solid.
Are we all going to have farms?
Well, I think that we need to get rid of this monopoly oligarchy that we allow. You know, they go after Standard Oil back in the day for owning, you know, when they say shell company, you realize why they say shell company?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, what do you do? You ever notice that all Mafia the gas stations that. Would have different names, but the logos kind of look the same?
Because of the gas tax scam.
He owned all them. He just changed the names. So, when we allow people from other states to buy neighborhoods down here, and you know, I told you, like, dealing with a graveyard recently. I don't want to mention my mom again, but I found out that one company owns most of the cemeteries in America. And so what happens is it crushes. Look up any brand you want. Like, look up who owns whatever soft drink you're drinking. It will all lead to one of three companies. One of three companies, Vanguard,
yeah.
BlackRock, or the third one, and I won't say on the radio.
But we
and the
have...
one you got your money tied up. So? Everybody does.
Well, I mean, if I want to...
And remember, you couldn't have corporate
monopolies.
I know,
monopolies. I feel like I'm working with the enemy, but hell, their dividends are better.
You couldn't have corporate monopolies where they would have to diverse because you couldn't... One company can't run business, but that's changed.
You said BlackRock.
Yeah.
I was hoping I misheard you.
That's the new one coming to NBC this fall. For the makers of Young Rock comes Black Rock.
Yeah.
It's not what you're expecting. It has nothing to do with your retirement. That was awful. I apologize. Soul Man Rocky Johnson, everybody.
Rest in peace.
I mean, literally, we sit there.
So we're going to get rid of all industry, right?
No, I don't want that to happen. But at the same time, we've got to crush out these, like, something that's close to our heart, wrestling. Like, T-shirts used to be $15, $20. Now, that's not a good example because everything's been inflated. Concert tickets, the whole lot. But when you're squeezing out every dime you can, because you know the wrestling fans are so loyal, they're going to go.
They'll buy everything.
If you look at WrestleMania and you see people sitting in the front row and you can look online and see, those cost $28,000. And those people, like, that looks like, yeah, maybe I'm being judgmental. It looks like they probably had to take out their 401k to be there because they know people are so loyal. It crushes everything. So while those people got to go enjoy WrestleMania, their kids aren't going to go to college.
No, but the Marks will buy everything.
But they will. NFL, all these kind of religions that we are all kind of a part of, we don't realize because you'll go buy all the new stuff and all the new fashion and all the stuff. It's like, you know, we're all trying to hit that kind of, ooh, look, there's Paige. She's wearing the, you're not like this at all. But, you know how people do. It's a real strange thing because you'll go, you know, I've done it before. You go buy something like, yeah, I like butt this, plug. But it's also kind of cool, you know. And then you wear it and, like, nobody said a thing. You're like, Jesus. I mean, you know.
Definitely a butt plug.
No, I'm being serious. It's weird, like, when you break it down. So, Paige, to answer your question, if we quit buying all the cheap stuff, what happens? I think it's all by design.
It's not the cheap stuff. It's who's going to be working and having income in the United States if there's no jobs to fulfill.
I understand. But what we have to do is lower cost of living, because if we match the prices of other countries and try to keep a stabilized economy, you know, those $40 jeans from overseas that cost now $250 here, you're going to have to get paid more to afford that. So would the people that are making the jeans here in America. So we got to lower taxes, first off. We got to lower the cost for people to feed their effing kids.
That's the point.
Health care. I'm running for office.
Damn it.
I don't have a key to the office, actually. You have to let me in.
You lean more to the left every day.
No, I don't.
That old rant was.
Why?
That was anti-capitalist, the whole thing.
Well, there's a thing from wanting to create familial wealth and take care of those around you. But why would a billionaire go to work every day to try to make another $1 billion, Elon? Like, what you can tell me all day, it's just driving determination. No, that's power hungry. That's weird. We should look at that
making a billion off crypto.
Animalistic. We should look at that as not of this world. And I don't mean like a shapeshifter, alien bull crap, but I mean, like, you have $1 billion and now you're doing another round of funding. Like, what?
It's like we talked about yesterday. Owners don't want to pay for their own stadiums.
No, that too. And then you Tepper. Have the chair. You have the council people who are sitting there getting paid, you know, to accept these and change laws. And, you know,
it's, lobbying should not be allowed, but it is.
It's mentioned the way the word spy is now. Like, used to, that was such a thing as a spy. Now
that 19th Amendment, I'm telling you.
Some lobbying.
That's where we went wrong.
Is worth
I like my arms.
Especially if you want to change.
You remember that? Do you remember that, Paige? That guy called in that time doing that long tirade or whatever, and he was talking about the wrong amendment. We just kept laughing at him. He's like, it's not funny, guys. I'm serious. He was talking about the right to... It was one of those weird rights. It's like, I didn't even really think about that right.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't even know all of them in order.
Yeah, don't get amended anymore. It could. I mean, that's why it's there, to get, you know, amended to apply to modern times.
Can you even quote the Ten Commandments, though?
Oh, God. Thou shalt not eat before 3 a.m. Eating ain't cheating is one of them. Don't look at your neighbor's wife for longer than, you know, 2 seconds.
If you didn't know they were related at the time, it's okay.
Yes, that's the big one you got to remember.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.